This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from the new media production studio designed by Audimute.com in Coldwater, Michigan. The lead stories are: former President Obama says tech is splintering our nation. WeWork implosion begins. Did you know that Apple loses money on device repairs? And the MacBook 16 review overview. I want to welcome you to episode 1406 of the Geek News Central podcast at geeknewscentral.com. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You too can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. We are live, barely. Things started working here just at the last minute. A little bit of transcoder issues. We'll see if everything stays online. But right now we're up and streaming on all the locations. We're on Twitter, on Facebook, we're on YouTube Live. We're at live.geeknewscentral.com. Really, we're kind of everywhere you are. If you're online, of course, if you're on Facebook, make sure you check in and say hello. Hello, Ginger. Hello, everyone that's on. Hello, Mom. Mom's watching as well. And of course, welcome new listeners. If you're a brand new listener to the Geek News Central podcast, you can get over to geeknewscentral.com and get subscribed to the podcast. It's real easy to do. Right-hand column of the website, get you hooked up. Whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Android, Stitcher, the email, use the standard RSS feed. We really make it easy for you to get subscribed to the show. It's right there on the main page just as you log in. Of course, we want you to get subscribed to the newsletter. You'll find that link a little bit further down on the page. But more importantly, you can listen to this show on blueberry.com. You can listen to the show on your smart home device by saying the keyword to launch that device, like Alexa, and say the words, play the podcast, Geek News Central. You can join our chat room at geeknews.chat, or you can request to be on our Slack channel, or join our Discord channel, which continues to grow. You can contact me. This is a piece of cake. This is the easiest way to do it. Drop me an email, geeknews@gmail.com. Now, if you don't do email anymore, don't worry. You can tweet me at geeknews. That works as well. Those are great two ways to reach out to me. Of course, you can always follow me on Facebook and message me there. But if you have comments about the show, we want you to send it over to geeknews@gmail.com. Because partner shows, these are all linked at the top of the Geek News Central website. The GNC Week in Review with Kirk Corliss, the Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear site at progear.guru, the New Media Show, hosted by myself and Mr. Rob Greenlee at newmediashow.com, and the semi-extinct Podcast Legends Show. So you can always pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. And this show is sponsored by the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast, and that's our good friends at GoDaddy. I want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here of the show. You too can save money, lots of money, lots and lots and lots of money. All you got to do is go over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy and pick up a product or service over there, whether it be a 99-cent.com, 30% off new product purchases, $1 a month economy hosting for the first year with a free domain, $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain, or if you're a business owner and you have no idea what it takes to launch a website, you can get the GoDaddy website builder, free trial, your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. You get a 1 month trial. Again, all these codes can be found on my dedicated page at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Now, you can help the show out a great deal. If you don't want to pick up a product or service at GoDaddy, all you got to do is link to my website. Tell your friends about it. Share my promo codes. That's what really keeps the lights on. And yes, even the gas bill paid now. So we want to thank GoDaddy for being a sponsor here. Lots of great products and services. And you know, you can even, this is something, well, I'll talk about it in a minute, but again, check all the promo codes out. This makes for a perfect Christmas gift. If you've got new family members. You got a baby on the ground. Secure those domain names for those kids now so they'll have them for the future. You know, they've got lots and lots of domain names, lots of top-level domains. And I secured as many domain names as I could for my kids. I secured email addresses on Gmail and a variety of different places. But, you know, really give them the gift that's going to last a lifetime. Pick them up a hosting account. They don't even know they need it yet. But definitely check things out. We definitely appreciate GoDaddy for being a sponsor here. Again, their tools and services are incredible for building a website, keeping one maintained, keeping it updated, keeping it managed, keeping it secure. They've even got the ability now on WordPress sites that part of the media is on a CDN. So the pages even load even faster. So definitely check out all those products and services available again through my promo codes at geekandcentral.com/GoDaddy. We thank GoDaddy, of course, for being a longtime sponsor here at the Geekness Central podcast. And I keep pushing the wrong button. There we go. All right. So what's been going on? So I had the show in Columbus on Monday. And hey, Mike, how are you doing? And if I'm cutting out, I apologize. But basically, my team got together, met Monday and Tuesday. And we got all our quarter one priorities laid out, marketing plan for Q1. A lot of cool stuff we're going to be doing the first 3 months of 2020. I had some real interesting meetings, which is going to screw up some of my December. Basically, I'm going to be on the road a lot, as one would expect with any growing, exciting business. And we closed the chapter on long story short, it's been a good week. No complaints. I drove back this afternoon. No rain, except for a little mist the last hour, and got back in here, 50 degrees or so. It's fantastic. It's nice. Studio's in one piece, and then, of course, just trying to get things dialed up and set up here to do the show tonight. But next week, Sunday, I fly out for Honolulu, and then I'll be there all the way through, and I fly back Friday afternoon, get back into Detroit Saturday morning. I will be here for the Monday night show. One show next week on Monday, no show on Thanksgiving. And then the following Monday, we'll have the show here in the studio. Then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I will be in Columbus and then back here. It's just crazy. So back and forth, some travel, going to be a lot of audio shows. Just, it is what it is. But, anyway, that's what's going on. And so I'll be doing shows from here when I can. And other times, the thermostat's going to be set to about 50. And keep the gas from running. And anyway, it is what it is. But anyway, thanks for everyone for being here, being part of the Ohana. And Thomas and everyone, thanks for tuning in on the live. All right, so let's get into the stack of stuff. I've got a good stack. Matter of fact, Kirk found so much stuff. I'm like, dude, where's the cutoff? And he told me. So I know where the cutoff on the articles are tonight. But I want to start off talking about what former President Obama said, I think it was today, in a Salesforce, basically a town hall of some sort. He said he stayed in a lot of presidential suites. He says, though the rooms are beautiful, spacious, he says, they can also exemplify a couple of things. People do not need that much, and technology can overwhelm them. He talked about Michelle had spent a half hour trying to figure out how to turn off an overhead light. And the remark came during, again, a talk with Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff at the company's annual Dreamforce conference in San Francisco. And I found this interesting because I've been thinking about this a lot lately. He says, we're chasing after the wrong things. A desire for higher status is fed in part by social media technology. He says, my life isn't better being in a presidential suite. He says, if I was in a Hampton Inn with a bed and a shower, that works just fine. And I think, you know, I laugh. I've been upgraded into really nice rooms. And because, you know, I'm staying in a lot of hotels. And, oh, sir, we've upgraded you to this. And I get into the room and it's just this big room. And really all I need is a bed, a shower, a bathroom. I need, sometimes if I'm staying for more than a week, maybe it'd be nice to have a mini fridge, a place to put some drinks or some food that was left over from being ate, a microwave. And I don't need a coffee pot because I really don't drink too much coffee. And that's, and maybe a TV. You know, that's about all I need in a room. And I get in these rooms and there's three TVs and five couches and I'm by myself and I'm like, I really don't need all this. And it's kind of cool. It makes you feel kind of special. But at the same time, it's the same thing with our lives right now online. And I want you all to think about something. I want you all to try and experiment. We're for those of us in America, Thanksgiving is fast approaching. And so load your mobile phones up with podcasts. If you're driving to family or flying to family or whatever it may be, listen to podcasts on the way there. And all the way up until Thanksgiving morning, you can use your mobile devices. But when you wake up Thanksgiving morning, put your mobile phones away and your iPads, everything, the whole family. Make them, lock them up. Leave them in the car, in the glove box, in the trunk, and don't give anyone the keys. And try to do all day Thanksgiving without your phone. Just do this as an experiment. Try to go all day without looking at your phone. If you need to send a happy Thanksgiving message to all your friends and stuff, then take 30 minutes as a time at lunchtime or whenever you're going to eat and send all your Thanksgiving greetings via social and then lock them up the rest of the day. See if you can do it. The majority of us will probably go into withdrawals. It's very, very hard now. It seems like, and I've started to really try to force myself that I have so little downtime. I'm as busy as I've ever been. And I have so little downtime that now I'm trying to, when I do have downtime, to leave the device out of reach in another part of the room where I can't play with it. Because as soon as you hear it go ding, pong, ching, ding, dong, your heart starts increasing speed and you just want to go grab it and see what's going on. So tech is owning us in a big way. And I agree in part with what former President Obama says in that having big disruptive information technologies really at our hands at all times can be dangerous. People don't know what's true, what's not, what to believe. And I hear it all the time. People are saying, I saw this, I saw that. It's creating this. It's as bad. Social media and stuff now is almost as bad as TV. So there's different realities. Now, it got a little political, and I don't want to get political, and everyone has their news organization of choice, and it's usually along party lines and all that stuff, but let's take a break from tech on Thanksgiving Day. At least try to take a break and see what happens, because I think we're so addicted. It's like crack. You know, our iPhones, our Androids today are just like crack. We got to have it, right? Got to have it. And I've left here, left my phone here, went to the house, and I'm tripping because I'm thinking, what am I missing? And I forced myself not to come back into town to get the phone. I left it here. I had my computer, had really had everything I need, but something about that crutch, about having that phone, is an issue. So I think that all this tech and all this being connected all the time, as much as we all love it, can have big implications for our younger generations. And I've said this many times on the show. If I had my way to do this over again, If I had my way to do it over again, I wouldn't let my kids have smartphones till they're 18 years old. I didn't do that. But if I had to do it over again, that's what I would do. If you've got young kids, we have to take back control. We really, really do. And we have to make sure that we're feeding our brain with what content we are getting off these devices with stuff that's healthy for us. I was talking to some of my coworkers, some of my team members, about this idea of disconnecting from news. And they thought I was crazy. And then these are 20 to 30 year olds. And I said, I've just stopped. I can't handle it. I said, what I was listening to a year ago is the same thing that's on TV now. It doesn't change. Because, you know, I sneak a peek from time to time. But I've tried to completely disconnect myself as much as I can. And I'm telling them, you know, let's take a break from it. You'll feel better. And they are frustrated because they don't know what to do. They don't know how to react. They don't know how to respond. And some stuff is out of our control. And I think that the phones and these devices gives us a false sense of belonging sometimes when we're involved. And I thought the experiment Instagram is doing about taking away likes, that will destroy their service. Instagram folks, they don't do pictures. They do the pictures for the attention and for the likes. We all do, right? We all, how many likes do I get? How many comments do I get? And it's driving a really bad expectation. So I don't think Instagram will have the guts to turn off likes globally. I just don't. If they do, I will applaud them but I'll be shocked. All right, let's move on. You know about WeWork? Well, WeWork is being hit with layoffs. They're out of money. WeWork is letting 2,400 employees go. Layoffs at the company have been rumored for months. The layoffs are only the latest moment in a crash of WeWork, at which point was valued at $50 billion. And it's been a symbol of corporate mismanagement. Facing questions about its leadership and business plan, WeWork postponed an initial IPO. And what a mess. In October, SoftBank announced that it would buy 80% of the struggling company and attempt to right the ship, but it's getting rid of as much stuff as they can. But anticipating layoffs, WeWork employees announced their intention to unionize this month. I think it's too late. I don't think unionize is going to help a company that's been mismanaged. It's when you're out of money, you're out of money. So we feel bad for them. They had a great thing going. It's just amazing. It really, really is. In an article over on the BBC, the Apple is saying they're losing money on phone repairs. They had answered questions from U.S. politicians investigating anti-competitive practices, and Apple said it had lost money on repair services since 2009. And of course, Apple typically charges more than an unofficial repair shop does, but we've seen that ourselves. But the company also said customers are free to obtain repairs from any repair shop of their choice, but they sure doesn't. They basically give you warnings now if you have different batteries in. But you know, iPhones are disabled if Apple detects third-party repairs. You know, it's crazy. So in September, Apple was sent a list of questions by U.S. House Judiciary Committee, which is investigating competition in digital markets. In response to questions about how much a company earns from repair services, again, they said they have not. They've lost money every year. Of course, they replace iPhone screens, batteries, big money to repair MacBooks. We've talked about that here in my experience with the cat situation and a bottle of soap. But responding to the U.S. committee, Apple said repairs performed by untrained technicians might not follow proper safety and repair procedures and could result in improper function, product quality issues, or safety events. When asked whether it took any action to block consumers from seeking an unauthorized repair, the company said Apple does not take any actions to block consumers from seeking out or reserving repair shops that offer a broader range of repairs than those offered by Apple's authorized technicians. You hear that? Apple does not take actions to block consumers from seeking out or using repair shops that offer a broader range of repairs than those offered by Apple authorized technicians. That's doublespeak. So this, if they're losing money, then why do they insist on being the sole repair place? That's the question. It truly, truly is. All right, so I'm not due for a MacBook. I wish I was, but it's not in the budget even if I am. I like bigger laptops. I really, really do. You know, I was in love with my 17-inch MacBook back in the day. And then they made them smaller, the 15-inch model. And it's all right, but I'm still, everywhere I go, I plug into a bigger screen. So the folks at Engadget have a review of this new 16-inch MacBook Pro. But, you know, here's the thing. They really haven't, besides making it bigger, they haven't changed it that much. Now, the pros is it's got a newer CPU. It's got a new keyboard, a new clicker keyboard that isn't going to be susceptible to crumbs. It's, of course, got a 16-inch Retina display, quote-unquote, best-in-class speakers, and a relative low starting price that goes straight up if you add anything to it. And I don't know about this. Now, it's got a 500 nit Retina display. Now, this competes with the Dell's Infinity Edge screens. And it's definitely a legitimate step up from previous models. A reminder of the glory days of the 17-inch that I was so much in love with. And, of course, they got a new Magic Keyboard, which feels more like a, what they're calling a miracle keyboard. And we've been complaining about that, the flat keyboards, for a long time. So the new keyboards have a half millimeter of travel. I like my XPS 13 keyboard the best. It's a 1.3 millimeter of travel in it. So people are saying their fingers don't hurt from typing on it all day. That's saying something, right? You're banging that keyboard all day, that little small keyboard. Click, 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 clickety clack. So you guys know, I switched over to basically being a Mac production group here for, you know, for about it more than a year now. And, you know, I got a Windows PC sitting here and one in the back that does the audio processing. But I'd be honest with you, I've had less issues. And not that I've had issues with my Macs at all. It's, you know, I continue to say computer, but I've definitely gotten used. There's a few quirks I'm still not, you know, super comfortable with. I think file management in a PC is much easier than in a Mac, but I've learned to deal with it. But anyway, if you're thinking about this upgrade, let me know. If you get one, I want to hear how it's went. And by the way, Geek News Central does take donations, gear donations, computer donations. If you want to drop ship me a new MacBook Pro, hey, that would be a beautiful thing. I definitely will not turn away any gear that is shipped to me. All right, so just be aware of that. Hey, Boeing's first Starliner space capsule has rolled out the launch site for test flight. We talked about the cost per lift at about $95 million per seat here recently on the last show. So we're going to see a test flight around the 17th of December. It's an uncrewed test at the International Space Station. So we'll see how they do. SpaceX had a little trouble today. We'll talk about that here in a minute. But there's a new selfie app that's out. Okay, what's special about a selfie app? It takes photos of you from space. The selfie app lets you coordinate with cameras on Airbus satellites. I don't even know about this. So it's a free app called Spelfie, S-P-E-L-F-I-E. It let users snap photos of themselves from very high above, courtesy of cameras above the Airbus Earth Observation Satellite. So I don't know if you have to wait for the satellite to be over you. Now, those cameras aren't powerful enough on the satellite to capture your grinning face, of course, but they can pick out individual trees and cars, and it'll basically show you where you took your selfie. But if it's cloud covered, well, tough. So it's kind of cool what they've done here. Nice little gimmick. Link will be up in the show notes for you to check it out. All right. So my son calls me. I don't know if I told you guys this. And he's begging me for Disney Plus. So I had not planned on buying Disney Plus. I really hadn't. And he persuaded me, you know, it's a small thing. So I ordered Disney Plus and sent him the password and a login. And I'm got it on my TV in the loft. I'm going through it. What I'm finding is a lot of old movies, not a lot of original stuff. I'm finding the Marvel stuff. I'm finding National Geographic. I'm, finding Star Wars stuff. You're going to be really geeked out in it, but not a lot of new stuff. So I went looking for new stuff, and this Mandalorian series, pretty good. And I watched season one, episode one, episode two. They're diming them out. I don't know how quick they're going to release them. They're about 30 minutes. But if you haven't, I'm not going to set a spoiler. There is a spoiler in the show notes. If you haven't watched The Mandalorian yet on Disney Plus, I would say that probably most of you would go pay and see The Mandalorian series at a movie theater. So if you're going to take 3-4 people with you, it's the same cost of the annual fee of Disney Plus. It's good. And I don't want to spoil it, but I think you're going to go, oh, wow. I think those of you that are big fans of the Star Wars series is going to be really enthralled with this. And again, there's a spoiler alert in the show notes tonight, and it talks about episode 2, a baby. That's all I will say, and I'm not saying what kind of baby. You've probably heard about it, but I'll be quiet because I don't want to spoil it for you if you haven't. Spend the $60 for the annual, and I guarantee you will not be disappointed on episode 1 and 2. I don't know how many they're going to have in the season. They're pretty short, again, like 30-minute episodes, so just be aware of that. But again, spoiler alert in the show notes tonight, all right? Hey, if you're watching live and you haven't checked in yet, please say hello. Say hello on the Facebook page. I definitely appreciate it. Lego has come out with the UCS Millennium Falcon, building the fastest hunk of bricks in the galaxy. Now, this is not cheap. $799 for Lego's UCS Millennium Falcon. Amazon will knock the price off 40% on Black Friday. It's got 7,541 pieces. It's the largest set the company has released to date. And it's got an incredible price tag. And so I don't know how many of you are still into this, but I'll be honest with you, I don't want to build one. I really don't. But they are really cool, and it is massive, absolutely massive. And the construction is modular. Each chapter of the instructions focus on one component of the set. And so I don't know how these sets, because the interior has context, and you close it all up. I don't know if you can unfold it, but anyway, it's really, really cool. And I don't know how long it took them to build it, but anyway, it can be yours It absolutely can. $799, but 40% off come Black Friday, all right? You know, robocalls continue to be an issue. I get them every day. It just, matter of fact, I can hardly even answer my phone anymore. The companies are T-Mobile and Comcast are trying to improve. And they've teamed up with voice and messaging service providers Inteliquent. Yes, that's a name, Inteliquent, to demonstrate the first end-to-end call over three networks using the Shake and Stir framework, which validates where calls originate. And this news is a big step forward in implementing the technology. Other companies are doing this as well. AT&T's in work on this Shake and Slash Stir framework. And so hopefully we're going to start seeing more of this tech, but it's actually got to be implemented in the phones. So it may take some time for it to get better. If you tried to watch some Netflix Thursday morning, they were having some problems. They had some issues globally. So things happened. Someone threw the wrong switch. All right, what's new on Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, and in the Hulu in December 2019? Well, I've got the list. If you want to see the list of what's available, what's new, link will be up in the show notes. What are you guys watching on? So what's something sci-fi you've watched? Because I'm behind. Remember, I have had very little consistent connectivity since June. What are you guys watching sci-fi? What are you guys watching some series on Amazon, Netflix that is like blowing you away, that you're really into, something that's new? Let me know. I've been searching around and I'm kind of like, eh. I'm not finding a lot of stuff that is really like capturing my attention. I watched 30 minutes of something and I'm like backing out of it. It's just some really bad TV series right now. But what are you watching? Love to hear from you. Geeknews@gmail.com is the email address. Of course, any comment you have on today's show is great. You can do that. You can drop me a note. You want a Wi-Fi 6 router? Verizon customers can rent one for $15 a month or buy it outright for $299. The tri-band router features 2.4 gigahertz networks and two separate 5 gigahertz networks, one of which can be used for dedicated Wi-6 backhaul connection between the router and any Fios Wi-Fi extenders you place throughout the home. Those extenders, which customers can purchase for $199 each or rent for an additional $10 per month, create a mesh network. Here, I'm going to tell you something. The loft, there's no walls. I have the router, not even a great router. Like a 2600 series router sitting in one side and I got 5 bars on the other side. When you don't have walls to deal with, Wi-Fi is not an issue. It really isn't. You know, but it's amazing. I walk outside and I go to the deck and I can see the router like 25 feet away. And it just because it has to go through the wall, my signal is like 1 bar. It's amazing how much signal gets degraded on those routers just by a wall. But I do not have Wi-Fi issues. That's one thing I do not have a problem with in the law. But anyway, if you're looking for a Wi-Fi 6 router, Verizon's got one for you if you're on them. AT&T is going to be bringing 5G to Air Force Smart Base. The base will use tech to maintain its global competitive edge in defending our freedoms. You know, most military stuff does not go over wire, you know, mobile networks. But I guess this is some sort of a publicity stunt because AT&T says it will switch on its 5G network at Tyndall Air Force Base in Florida by early 2020 by combining the new network with connected devices, augmented reality, virtual reality, cloud, and its dedicated first responder network. FirstNet 18 is creating a smart base of the future for the Air Force, the company said on Thursday. So we know that AT&T has launched 5G in parts of Charlotte and Raleigh, North Carolina, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, Waco, Texas, Jacksonville, Florida, Louisville, Kentucky, Atlanta, Indianapolis, New Orleans, and Oklahoma City. And of course, they're trying to expand in April of next year to Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Jose, San Diego, Austin, Texas, Orlando, Florida, and Nashville. And 5G in Vegas by June of next year. So anyway, just kind of laugh, a little bit of publicity stunt by AT&T. Yelp launches a new open to all filter to find inclusive, welcoming businesses. How can a business, why would a business not be open to all? Yelp launches a new open to all filter to find inclusive, welcoming businesses to help consumers avoid discrimination. Huh. Team is partnering with a coalition by the same name to launch a badge on business profiles to say they don't discriminate by race, ethnicity, national origin, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity and expression, immigration status, religion, or disability. The team already allowed business identifying themselves as open to all, but now users can filter by that qualifier. The filter will be available on web, iOS, and Android. Yelp cites a Supreme Court case about a cake shop in Colorado that didn't want to make any cake for a gay couple as an example why its filter needs to exist. And it sounds like a bunch of social media warrior justices to me. But that's way we're going. Slack is accusing Microsoft of ripping off its ads. Microsoft recently revealed that it has nearly double the number of Slack users. And I tell you, I love Slack. I'm in it every day. It's replaced email. But Slack is accusing Microsoft of ripping off its ads. A tweet post by Slack today, the chat company make a clear comparison between its Frontiers video from earlier this year and Microsoft's latest team promotional video. Both feature virtual colorful balls, are supposed to represent communication. Slack even hits Microsoft with the OK Boomer meme to add insult to injury, mocking Microsoft for supposedly being old and out of touch. You know, this is kind of an interesting thing. So I'm at the office and I had already talked about this before I left to go down to Columbus. I said, I wonder if I'm going to hear the OK Boomer meme. Now, I'm a boomer. The last year of boomers. I was born in 1964. So when I hear that meme being used, it could be said in a jokingly way. It could be said as a derogatory. Okay, so example. Okay, boomer. How would you react if you're the boss and someone said, okay, boomer, to you? Would that end well for that employee? So, you know, they were talking about memes and they were kind of talking about OK Boomer. And I kind of heard them talking about that. And I said, kind of stood up and said, you know, OK Boomer can be probably said in two or three different ways, right? And then they all kind of looked at me and things got kind of quiet. I said, it could be probably said in a joking way, right? You know, I said, but if someone's going to say OK Boomer to me, in an implied manner that may not be positive, I said it better be followed up immediately with an absolute explanation of why I need to listen to you. If it doesn't, it's probably not going to have good consequences. So what do you guys, some of you boomers, what would you do if an employee said, okay, boomer, to you? I guess it all depends on the tone of voice, right? Wow. So Slack called out Microsoft and said, okay, boomer. Oh, that's probably fighting words. All right, SpaceX Starship prototype burst during pressure test. Oh, my goodness. So SpaceX has been working in a Starship prototype in Boca Chica, Texas for the last several months. And even by reporters, check out the shiny sci-fi rocket a few weeks back. But today, it blew its top. So some sort of pressure, they were taking the pressurization up to its absolute maximum pressurization level, and something gave. So back to the drawing. Better now than when it's filled full of nitrogen fuel, or not nitrogen fuel, but filled with liquid. You know, with fuel, and it really would boom. Oh, someone said designated survivor. That's the one to watch. And Ginger says, the last of the boomers. Yeah, Jenner said, definitely the tone of voice. We could take it as a slam or a joke. yeah, I consider myself to be willing to listen, but sometimes you have to be the boss, right? So I'll leave it at that. Microsoft delays its new Surface earbuds launch until spring 2020. So must be that hasn't gone as planned. This is interesting. Apple's removed customer reviews from its online store, and it happened over the weekend. They had over 735 one-star reviews of the Lightning 3.5-millimeter headphone jack adapter. Those are all gone. You can't tell now by customer reviews if it's good or bad. And Apple's not saying anything. Makes you go, Verizon's new 5G coverage maps show just how sparsely the network is. This is, looks like, where is this at? This is a map of where? I don't even recognize. Is this New York City? I don't think so. Where's the Charles River? Oh, this is Boston. Okay. So let me show you this map, if those of you are watching. So the bright red is the 5G ultra wideband, and the light pink is 4G. So it just shows you how hard and how focused this 5G rollout is going to be. It doesn't go too far off the street, see? It's not even coverage. They don't have coverage between blocks, just down certain streets. This is a challenge with 5G. And again, for those of you that are not up to speed on this, what this is, it's really, you have to have line of sight. You know, you have to see, and it has to be an antenna to antenna. There can be hardly any type of obstruction in between. Even a vehicle between an antenna and the receiving antenna will probably cut the signal. So this is going to take a while. So if you're excited about 5G, breathe. Over on The Verge, the Air Force is going to change how it selects its next launch providers following a Blue Origin protest. Blue Origin said, hey, the bidding process isn't fair. The constraints are too tight. What you've done here, well, I'm, you know, apparently GAO agreed. And they're going to manage the selection criteria so that each launch provider is evaluated independently. They were trying to basically put two launch providers side by side and decide as a pair who the two companies were going to be selected as launch providers. But Blue Origin says, hey, we've got a viable product here. How come we're not, you know, this is an unfair bidding process? And I guess the Air Force agreed. So a win for Blue Origin. We'll see what happens with the rebid and how it goes. If you live in the state of Louisiana, Louisiana was hit by the Ryuk cyber. It basically is a ransomware product. It's called RYUK. And the FBI issued a warning of increased targeting by ransomware operators of big game targets with deep pockets and critical data that were more likely to pay ransom to restore their systems. And that past week has shown that the warning was for good reason. On over 18th, a ransomware attack caused Louisiana's Office of Technology Services shut down part of its network, including the systems of several major state agencies. This included the governor's office, Department of Health, Department of Children and Family Services, Department of Motor Vehicles, and Department of Transportation. And while some services have not been brought back online, others are still in process of being restored. They said that many of the lack of interrupted services was caused by aggressive actions to combat the attack. And they're confident they didn't lose any data. So that's interesting. The state did not pay the ransom demanded by the attackers, who, based on the analysis of several researchers, were using a variant of the same Rook ransomware used in attacks on several Louisiana school districts in July. And so interesting move here. And if you get one of these ransomwares, it could really, really, really impact you. And, yep, you have to be prepared these days for the worst. You really, really do. All right. Moving on. Oh, okay. I just got a message from someone. I'll respond to him later. BMW is spending billions to secure batteries and drivetrains for its EVs. And again, the company is sourcing its own rare elements from mines in Australia and Morocco. So they announced that BMW has plans to make all-electric variants for almost all of its popular cars. All these cars will need batteries. They've just inked a deal to secure supply from CATL, which is a Chinese company. And they've also signed a contract to purchase electric drivetrains from Samsung for like $3.21 billion. So it's all about batteries and rare elements now. So the Chinese have got a lot of this locked up in many, many countries. And they were smart and got ahead of it. Twitter has rolled out its hide replies features to all users worldwide. So this is pretty radical. Companies now can hide replies. People have to click an extra button to see them. You're just not able to see them easily. They don't make them so you can delete them, but they can hide them from people that get a little bit nasty in their replies on Twitter streams. So it's supposedly designed to balance the conversation by putting the original poster back in control of which replies their tweets remain visible. Hide replies, again, has been very controversial. So, they can't delete them, but you can hide them. You need an extra click to get to them. A little bit of news from Ars Technica. Google will pay $1.5 million for the most severe Android exploits. Wow. This big bump coincides with investment Google has poured into securing its Pixel phone. So $1.5 million if you find a severe hack. It says, effectively, Google will pay $1 million for a full-chain remote code execution exploit with persistence, which compromises the TiteNim secure element on the Pixel phone. The company said they also pay $500,000 for exploits to exfiltrate data out of a Pixel or bypass its lock screen. Google offer a 50% bonus on any of its rewards if the exploit works on specific developer preview versions of Android. That means a critical TiteNim hack on a developer preview could fetch $1.5 million. That's putting your money where your mouth is. So there's going to be some people out there trying to capture some of that money. Facebook has announced that they may restrict highly targeted political ads, and it's going to increase the minimum target size. So if you want to buy a political ad that really super narrow focused to a few thousand, they're going to say, well, that's not big enough. You're going to have a bigger reach. Wow. So that's very, very interesting. Oh, it would bump the minimum size of a political ad from 100 people to a few thousand. Huh. I didn't know you could target down to 100 people. That's some serious tools right there. This is very, very cool. And some of my military friends that listen in, you're going to be interested in this. You can now fire drones using a cannon. And basically, they shoot drones out of a tube. It's the coolest YouTube video I've seen in a while. And I can think of about 100 different uses of this. So I could see shooting drones out of airplanes, out of the back of pickup trucks, and they fly. And the rotor arms start working just 200 milliseconds after launch. And with an initial speed of about 35 miles per hour, it's the video is awesome. So if you don't watch any video from any of the articles tonight, watch the one for Uber Gizmo on the drones and being fired out of a cannon. And it's really not a cannon. It's like a basically compressed air or something to that effect. Google is bringing the AI-powered autocomplete to Google Docs. Many of you that use Gmail will know about the autocomplete. It saves me time from time to time. but they're bringing that autocomplete to Google Docs now. So it's interesting how they're putting this technology to use. GM is saying its first electric truck could be ready by 2021. So those of you that drive GM pickup trucks, boo. But, you know, Tesla is set to deliver their RIVIN, RIT electric pickup in 2020. Ford is developing all-electric F-150. So we will see. And they haven't, Ford hasn't specified when their vehicle will arrive. Sierra Nevada, they've unveiled their Shooting Star cargo module for the Dream Chaser space plane. So ahead of its launch of the Dream Chaser spacecraft, scheduled for sometime in 2021, Sierra Nevada Corp, the company behind the small space shuttle-like vessel, recently delivered a test article of its cargo module dubbed Shooting Star to the Kennedy Space Center. The Shooting Star is a 15-foot, 4.6-meter module that will attach the aft to the back portion of the Dream Chaser and provide room for an additional 10,000 pounds of cargoes, both pressurized and unpressurized. So again, it's all about getting cargo to space. That's the goal right now. Get more lifts, get more stuff up there, more stuff to run into. So it just tells you there's this huge, 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 huge demand right now for lift. Astronauts are enjoying some space veggies, and they've been consuming some of them. They've been able to munch on Muzana and Japanese mustard greens. In 2015, astronauts brought aboard crops for the first time and grew red lettuce. So now they've been playing around with some other plants. So very, very cool stuff going on in the International Space Station. But this is they've actually called it Veg-04B. That's kind of funny. That's the experiment that they're running, that they're getting some fresh veggies under. Probably makes the International Space Station smell a little better too. Google is selling movie tickets through Duplex, its AI-powered booking system. The service is like autofill on steroids. So this service is available on Android phones. To use it, you ask the assistant to look up showtimes for a particular movie in your area. The software then opens up Google Chrome browser and finds tickets. And they partnered with 70 movie theaters and ticket companies, like including AMC, Fandango. And they announced the service in May. The version of Duplex is much tamer than last year's debut. So everyone's got pretty good review on this here. So you basically have to ask the assistant for movie tickets, and then it opens up a ticket website, and Chrome actually starts filling in the form. So it knows enough about you to do that. There's 8 simple and mostly free ways to improve your security. Talking about encrypting your computer, encrypting your external storage. So this is all about ways to protect your data. So I have that link up in the show notes for you to check out. PC World has a article about the best mesh Wi-Fi routers, some reviews and buying guides. One thing I always tell you folks is we're getting closer to the holidays. Please take all these reviews and these best of, and be very, very careful. Read things in depth. Take your time. Do some independent research, because lots of companies are pushing me pre-made articles about best of, and here's a series of this, and here's a series for that. A lot of that I try to ignore. So just be careful out there in reading these reviews. Some of these are don't have a lot of true backing and true reviews on them. It's just someone's opinion, so be careful. PayPal has bought money-saving service Honey for $4 billion. So PayPal could now help customers at the start of their shopping experience, not the end. So Honey does a lot of coupons. I know that they compete against me in the search for GoDaddy promo codes. So a lot of money to be made on people trying to find coupon codes and stuff to save money. So Anyway, PayPal bought money-saving service Honey for $4 billion. And finally today, there's a free tool that helps cord cutters escape from bloated TV bundles. So there's ways to find, it's basically from mybundle.tv. And it talks about options for Sling and for YouTube TV and a variety of different services. It helps you save money. So I'll have this link up in the show notes. You can check it out. All right. So this brings me to the end of the content today. Geeknews@gmail.com is the email address for all the stuff. But let me know. What are you doing for Thanksgiving? Where are you headed? What do you think about my commentary at the beginning of the show today, talking about take Thanksgiving and make it a device-free day? Try to disconnect. And if you do need to send social media Thanksgiving wishes, do it for a short time during the day and then put the phone away for the rest of the day. See if you can handle it. See if you don't. Well, if you go into an anxiety attack, go get your phone. Don't make it ruin your whole Thanksgiving day. But try to walk away from a device for, you know, for 12 to 18 hours. See if you can do it. Hang out with family. Do stuff that's cool. Talk about politics. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, I also want to remind you, of course, that you can become an insider. Insiders are a valuable asset to this show. It's where you can decide if you want to support the show with a $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, or $25 donation monthly. You can get started for 6.5 cents per day to support the old geek here at Geek News Central, keeping the lights on, the gas bill paid, rent paid, everything else that goes along with being in an actual commercial building. We appreciate your support for those of you that are insiders already, and I hope that you all tune in Monday when I'm here for the next, or actually be an audio-only show, nothing live, but I'll be doing it from Honolulu. Probably I'll have to find a space to do the, like last time, I really didn't have a space to do the show, so I kind of had to find a corner to get one knocked out. So this coming Monday, be in Honolulu. The Monday after next, there's no show on Thanksgiving. The Monday after next, I will be back here in the studio. And then Tuesday morning, I leave for Columbus. So anyway, thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the Ohana, being part of our listing family. And those of you that are on Facebook, thank you so much for watching. We'll see you next time here on the Geek News Central podcast. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.